speak to worship God. God is the Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. John 4:23-24. Today there are some that cannot be here. We've already mentioned a number of people that are sick or going to have surgery and different things, and we're all concerned about each one of you. We're so grateful that God hears our prayers. Don't think we can pray enough. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. We do not know the extent of the announcement we have already made concerning Mark. We know he's been in a very serious condition. And about Betty Sue, she is still in intensive care. And we're just praying that God will bless her and Mark and all the others. And they've asked us to pray for them. We want to do that now. Would you bow your heads while we pray? Eternal God, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy great and good name. Lord, we're grateful that You can do anything. Your power is not limited. We're thankful through Jesus Christ that You have taught us that if we pray and ask, that our prayers will be heard. And that which we've asked for will be granted in keeping with Your will. We pray today especially that You'll be with Betty Sue, Christopher, and Mark Stinnett, and all the others that have been announced and that we're praying for, we're concerned about. But these in particular, Father, families have asked us to pray for them specifically. Hear are our prayers. Give them the things they need to get well. We know that if it is Your will, this will be done. Be with us all that we may put our confidence and trust in You. We're nothing, but You're everything. We're thankful for Jesus Christ, for His great example that He set for us, that we can be Christians, followers of Him. And Lord, we fail You so often. We fail to be and measure up to what we know that You want us to be. And we're sorry for that. We confess our sins. We admit them. We pray that You will forgive us, have mercy upon us, and make us stronger. Keep us in Your care. Father, we're thankful that You love us. Help us that we may be faithful to You to the very end. In Jesus' name, amen. The Scriptures teach us so many things, and the Bible tells us how we can be saved, and that means that we can be saved from our sins. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation. What does the grace of God do? It brings salvation. Who wants salvation? Every person, surely, who realizes that they're a sinner, they're lost. They want to be saved. Someone has said that grace is God's redemption at Christ's expense. God has redeemed us. Redeemed us through whom? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. God's unmerited favor is God's wonderful grace. In Titus 3:3-7, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. That's what we're talking about. Being saved. According to the mercy of God, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. When we're baptized, we find remission of our sins, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And therefore, Paul tells us how we've been made alive in Ephesians 2. In Ephesians chapter 2, down in verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, and look at the expression, by grace ye are saved. God's grace. Then look in verse 8. For by the grace For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Works that you can boast about. You can't be saved by that. We're saved by the grace of God. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You see, when Paul was writing to the Romans in Romans chapter 4 and verse 4, he says, if you work and you earn something for your work, then you've only gotten what you ought to have gotten. But whenever this gracious gift is given to us without works of our own merit, then we find the wonderful gift of God. We're saved by the grace of God. But here's the point. I'm going to let you take it home with you. It is conditional. God is grace that He's extended to all. And the Bible tells us in Numbers 21 and verse 5, here's your illustration. The children of Israel, they were wandering in the wilderness. They came into the land of Eden, where they grumbled, spoke against God. And the people spake against God and against Moses. They said, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this live bread. And you know what? The Lord was so angry with them. The Bible tells us that the Lord became very angry, and He sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Here are these serpents that God now has made, and these serpents bite the people. And guess what happens when they're bitten? They die. Therefore the people came to Moses, and the Bible says, and they said, we have sinned. Their people are dying every time this fiery serpent bites them. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that He take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And here is your point that I want you to remember. Look what the Bible says. Then the Lord said to Moses, you make thee a fiery serpent, and you set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. So Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. All they had to do was to look by faith on the serpent. They didn't earn this healing, but they did have to comply with God's conditions. Obeying is not the same as earning. Obedience is an act of faith and trust that God will keep His promises. Are you saved this morning, or are you lost? I wanted to close this morning with this thought for you. One night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. And across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life. And this really bothers me. And I questioned the Lord about it. Are you listening? Lord, You said that once I decided to follow You, You would walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed You the most, You should leave me. Have you ever felt like that? Helpless? Broken? I have. I'm sure many of you have. What am I going to do? And listen to the response. I don't understand why in times when I need You the most, You should leave me. And the Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love You
And I would never, never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Jerry, how many times have he carried you? Becky, how many times has he carried you? I don't know how many times he's carried me. Without him, I'd not made it. Thank God. Are you a Christian this morning? If not, become one now. Won't you believe in Jesus? Repent of your sins. Confess your faith in Jesus and be baptized. Be a child of God. So when you need Him, you can be assured that He will be there for you. Won't you come while together we stand and while we sing this invitation?
Why will you linger?